star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
All right. The great Junior Brown means one of two things. Either Junior has found his way into our studios without our knowing it, or it's time for Safety Talk with our good friend Corporal Jimmy Morgan of the Department of Public Safety. And I look across, and there is Corporal Morgan right there. So, Corporal, good morning.
They tell me that's a great jitterbug song.
It is. I have jitterbugged to it. Unfortunately, I don't jitterbug very well, and wound up putting the poor girl in traction, but, you know.
Well, at least they came out with a song with the Highway Patrol you can actually dance to. So that's an add of plus right there now. So,
that's it.
So you got to give them a little credit. But, yes, very, very busy time of year for everybody, including the Department of Public Safety. And, you know, as we approach the holiday season, busy time of year, not only on the highway, but women like to shop this time of year. So we'll get in some of the safety tips on that. Now, the agency, obviously, now what happened in Paris, France this past week should be a wake-up call to a lot of people. And obviously, as an agency, we're sending a lot of our troopers to the southern part of the state. For what I would say, you know, we're trying to make a difference on trafficking weapons, humans, drugs, the whole nine yards. And the average troop is actually spending probably at least one trip a month for average of 9 days stay. And so as we continue doing that, then we still got to take care of things back home. And that's what we're trying to do today. So the available troopers that we still have across the state will still be out on our highways trying to make everybody safe. And hopefully this holiday season will be a good one for everybody and a good one for us, too.
As you mentioned, this is a busy time because we've got Thanksgiving right around the corner. Christmas is coming up. Everybody traveling, hitting the highways, but also, as you said, people out shopping and people doing a lot of other things. And also, as you said, with what's going on at the border as well, keeping your department very, very busy.
Right. Right now, we're somewhere around 27 million people in the state, and about 13 million of them people drive. So, and that increases every day we talk on this program. And as everybody continues to come to Texas to try to find work, and so our highways have gotten busier, and that's why I always tell people there is no time to be distracted or to be impaired on our while driving a motor vehicle, because any one of them can land yourself in a major accident in just a split second. I tell people at 70 miles an hour, you're traveling 102 feet per second, and any time that you look off the roadway for any length of time, you can find yourself in another lane or going off the highway. So we encourage people to continue to stay focused at the task in hand, and that's operating a motor vehicle. And if you got people in the car with you, allow them to do some of the other things. Let your front passenger be somebody that helps you looking at a map or whatever it may be, whatever else needs to be done, and you concentrate on the actual operation of the motor vehicle. As a state, the last number TxDOT has posted was 2,905 through the month of October. So that puts us right at 290 fatalities a month in this state, about 9.6 a day. And again, our last deathless day in this state was November 7th, year 2000. So it's going to be hard to have that day again, but, you know, it doesn't keep us from trying to do so. So, like I say, especially with the number of people that we have in our highways. Now, TxDOT's doing the best thing they can. My understanding, there's trying to, with some of the voting stuff going on, there's money with the legislature to try to free up to increase the highway system in Texas. One of the projects that I don't know how it will affect Washington County, but north of here, it looks like it. Interstate 14 has been talked about from Georgia all the way to El Paso as an east and westbound route interstate, and then with some feeders off that incorporate Corpus Christi and Port of, down in Beaumont for Fort Hood. So there's some strategic planning of this interstate. When this will actually start, there's talk about within the next 10 years. But on a closer thing, you can see that TxDOT is just trying to keep up with the maintenance of the roads they got. And then, you know, south of here, obviously, you know, there's some toll roads, 99 being built around Houston, and I'm sure that's going to help them. Now, Austin has a – that's an animal of itself. I mean, it's – they've got a lot of work to try to figure out that. You know, Interstate 35 is the main artery that comes up through – not only Texas, but through the United States, and there's a lot of commercial traffic that uses that interstate. And and Austin, as a lot of people have moved there in the last few years, so it's they continue to battle with traffic around there. So obviously, the reason I'm pointing some of these places out, you know, as we move towards Thanksgiving, I always tell people that it don't wait the day of before leaving before you start making a plan. And sometimes I relate driving to football games. When you got two equal teams, two equal talents, the one that normally comes out of town is the one that's better planned and had a strategic plan to overcome whatever may come up. And that team that plans the best ends up sometimes, most times, winning the ball game. So driving's no different than that. So if you're right now, you should be realizing where you're going, how far is that trip. How long is it going to take you to get there? Is the vehicle that I'm driving, what's the maintenance on that vehicle? Is the tires good, radiator? So some of these things, you don't want to wait till the last day. You want to start doing that stuff now and get that stuff out of the way and then start planning out your trip, how long it's going to take you, how many brakes you're going to try, who's going to be driving. Certainly you want the, you know, fatigue is sometimes not always talked about, but fatigue is a lot of our you know, like I say, everybody's working two jobs or working night shifts and stuff. And obviously, we have a lot of fatigued drivers on the roadway. And sometimes they fall asleep. And so fatigued driving has been not as big as a factor, say, as distracted driving. But it is a major factor in some of the fatality accidents that we have every year here in Texas.
I want to remind our listeners that they can phone in questions for Corporal Morgan at 979-836-9937. That's 836-9937, 836-9937. And this is Safety Talk. And, you know, as you mentioned, of course, earlier on, you mentioned that, you know, when you're driving, how fast 70 miles an hour actually is. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've noticed is that, and it's lately it's becoming more and more a factor, is that apparently there are a lot of people out there who think that's just 70 miles an hour is just a suggestion. Because I drive 70 on Highway 290 between here and Hempstead, and I'm being passed on a regular basis. And if you add people going on, you know, trying to get to grandma's house in a hurry, and or maybe they're on their way back and they've had a few glasses of wine, a few beers with their Thanksgiving dinner, that certainly is a prescription for trouble.
Yes. The posted speed limit, I get asked quite a bit, how much do y'all give over? I mean, that's always I hate to tell you because, you know, obviously there's you got your state patrol, your local, and your county, and then you have among that you have discretion among what officer actually has you stop. So I will tell you that that there is some discretion, but really the discretion that I always tell people is that I'm not just allowing you to go a few miles over just to be nice, but if nobody's ever told you this, some of the speedometers on these vehicles, if they're not certified, it's very possible that your speedometer may not be working accurate, maybe off as much as 3 to 4 or 5 miles an hour. And then you all always see this on the roadway that somebody adds the bigger tires and all that stuff, and that even knocks the accuracy of your speedometer off even more. So we tell people all the time that we may give a little bit, but that's not saying that we're going to give a little bit over the speed just to allow you to do that. We just take in consideration that your speedometer may not be quite accurate, that you may be trying to do 70 and then you're actually doing 73. So I tell people whatever the speed limit on the sign is, that's what you need to be doing. That is not a suggested speed. That is the maximum speed that you're supposed to be doing. And talking about that, that speed limit that TxDOT puts up on our highways is actually meant for ideal, perfect conditions. So as the weather changes or the roadway changes, whether it's got curves, hills, and everything, or the amount of traffic that may be on a highway, you have to adjust your speed to accommodate so you can maintain a good, safe distance between vehicles and be able to control the speed of that vehicle just in case you have to take evasive action if somebody's braking in front of you or that somebody may pull out in front. So you have a responsibility to consider all them and then figure out what is the safe speed to actually do on that stretch of highway that you're on.
All right, and one thing that I'd like to get your view on is that some people have problems when they get pulled over. They say that they talk about the attitude of the trooper, the officer that's pulling them over. Now, it's been my experience, if you treat the officer or the trooper with respect, you'll be treated with respect. If you act like a jerk, then you're going to be treated accordingly. To a point, there'll be respect
right
until it crosses the line.
Well, I mean, again, in every job that people have, there's a human factor, mm-hmm. and we're no different than that. Now, obviously, we realize that when we stop people out there on the highway, we're not handing out gift cards. And
right.
so people tend to be upset not only with us, sometimes they're just upset with themselves. But as officers, we don't know what actually is going on in somebody's life and who we actually are pulling over at the time that we're making that traffic stop. So we're alert and trying to, and for safety reasons, we're alert and trying to figure out, okay, well, I know I'm stopping somebody for a fraction of the law, but I don't know who this person is. And I'm trying to say, all right, danger, not dangerous. How's this traffic? So each traffic stop is different in its own way. And like I say, it's it does no good for anybody to get upset. The officer needs to show professionalism, he needs to be safe at the same time. And so if you have a situation where you don't quite agree with that officer, remember this, that you can have your day in court. Officers now, especially the larger agencies, will have videotapes of the stop. So any questions you may have about the stop, the actual stop itself, the courtesy of the officer, whatever transpired, most agencies will have their police officer be videotaped. So that can be looked at a later date. So the best thing to do is maintain your cool and just do what the officer tells you and then go on down the road.
All right. We've got a caller. So
sure.
Let's go to the phones again. 836-9937, 836-9937. The number here on Safety Talk with Corporal Jimmy Morgan. And good morning. You're on Safety Talk. Good morning.
Well,
they hung up. Okay.
Sorry for that.
Yeah. And also, I think a lot of people probably need to realize is that these are different times. There are things going on in this world that weren't going on 15, 20 years ago. And so the day of just officer coming up and just being friendly and, hey, you know, and interacting – it's a different time. There has to be caution because of things that happen in the world. And a trooper never knows what's going to happen when he walks up to any car.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that 9/11 was a game changer, not only for law enforcement, for everybody in the United States. And as Paris reminded us this week, this has not gone away. The threat still remains. And as law enforcement, put yourself in our shoes and realize, especially if you're the solely officer out in the middle of the night on a lonely highway and you're making that stop, that there's a lot that goes into that. So obviously, I think everybody needs to take a breath. And like I say, if you do get stopped during the holiday period, just be respectful and then try to settle this in the court of law if that's what you think you need to do.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Safety Talk.
Good morning. How are you? I'm calling from Houston. Great conversation. Two questions and then a comment. The question for the DPS corporal. Is STAR DWI still effective in Texas?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
What was that? What was that one more time?
Is STAR DWI? We used to be able to do a speed dial to report DWIs on the road.
Okay. Actually, what we tell people is that somebody that you think is driving intoxicated on the road that may lead to an accident, a major crash or whatever, that's a 911 call. You can actually call your 911 and report the vehicle, what it's doing, direction, certainly whatever information you can give. But that's a 911 call, so we encourage people to do that. That would give your quickest response time is 911.
Now, the comment I had, I'm a concealed handgun license instructor. I spend a great deal of time instructing my students on conduct during a traffic stop. The points you made are great. One of the things I explain to my students is when there's a traffic stop made to that person, to that student, it may be a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a-month event, depending on what kind of driver they are, whereas the arresting officer or the stopping officer, that's part of his job is to make sure we're safe on the roads. So I instruct them on the procedures to follow as far as pulling off, putting on the hazard flashers, turning on the interior lights, putting your hands on the steering wheel so that you don't present a threat, all those types of things. Basically, what it comes down to is the more professional the driver acts, the more professional the driver will be treated by the stopping officer.
I believe that's a valid point that you make. Obviously, when an officer stops 15 cars in a day, well, he has to deal with 15 different attitudes. So his way of thinking and his judgment, he has to change whoever he's dealing with. And certainly if somebody's is at what I call a calm demeanor, it certainly helps things out and actually speeds the contact up where certainly, you don't want to be no longer on the side of the road than you have to. And so I would say the great points are keeping your hands on the wheel. And I always tell people that your registration or your paperwork, if you can keep that on the visor, if you do have to reach to show insurance or to show any kind of registration and now the VIR report on your inspection just in case that's in question, then I think that's a great place to keep these things. Because then the officer still gets to see your hands, and then he's not alarmed you digging in your glove box. So you, and then pulling off, and especially at night, if you illuminate your car where the officer can see your hands and all that good stuff, I think them are valid points to make.
Yeah, one of the important points that I make to my students is before you ever stop the vehicle, to put your driver's window down, and then once you stop the vehicle, don't move. If you have your registration, your driver's license in your wallet, don't go groping for it. For ladies, don't go diving out of sight to try to get your purse off the floor. Just sit there and let the officer conduct the interview. He's trained in it. You're not.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. But I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say be careful out there. You guys do a good job.
Well, like I say, it's a job that we have to do. And unfortunately, like I say, some people do get upset. But like I say, a lot of these stops now are videotaped. The officer's doing his job. And if you disagree why you're being stopped, you can take that up at a later date. But having court on the side of the highway never works out for anybody.
Well, bottom line is you're enforcing the law. A person you're stopping is not going to change your mind. So, again, it's up to the professionalism on both parts. But nice job out there, guys. Be safe this weekend.
All right. First of all, thanks for your call. And actually, we got a listener from Houston, and I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you again for your call, 836-9937, 836-9937. This is Safety Talk, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Corporal Jimmy Morgan here on Safety Talk on KWHI.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Giving flowers is a custom as old as time, and flowers are always very much appreciated. Brenham Floral offers fresh flowers blooming wide. Brenham Floral, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, is a full-service florist for life's special moments. Owned by Debbie Woltman and Destry Pohlmeyer for 15 years. Call your orders in at 836-3566, and they'll deliver. Brenham Floral, 2630 Highway 36 South.
Need a new mattress? Head to International Discount Mattress for some great savings. The secret is out. International Discount Mattress has over 21 different styles, from cool gel to hybrids and inner springs, all made in Texas. And you'll love their prices. They never hold a sale because every day they have sale prices. International Discount Mattress, 1308 Highway 290 West, next to Rob's Fun Center and behind Nathan's Barbecue. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 till 5. Accepting checks, major credit cards, and giving even bigger discounts when you pay in cash.
Introducing the new 2016 Kawasaki Strong Side-by-Sides, featuring the Mule Pro FX, Mule Pro FXT, and the Mule Pro FXT Ranch Edition. The fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or worksite, this new breed of mule will get the job done and provide comfort along the way. The Mule Pro FX features unmatched durability and the largest steel-based cargo bed in class. You can fit a standard-size wooden pallet in the cargo bed in class. You can fit a standard-size wooden pallet in the cargo bed close to the tailgate and still have enough power to tow up to 1 ton. If it's high-octane adventure you're looking for, the Terex and Terex 4 side-by-sides feature redesigned front ends with aggressive sport styling and performance. What's more, all 2016 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Find the Kawasaki Mule Pro FX Series and the Terex side-by-sides at WCT Outdoors, 2708 South Market Street in Brenham.
And welcome back to Safety Talk with DPS Corporal Jimmy Morgan. I'm Ed Pothel, sitting in for Craig Montana. And again, we'll take your phone calls, 836-9937, 836-9937. And talking about a lot of things we're covering with the holidays coming up. And I know, Corporal, you wanted to talk about CHL and concealed handgun license topics.
Well, the last caller was a very good caller. It seems like he's very knowledgeable in what he does down there in Houston. And one of the things he was commenting on was CHL, and I'm getting a lot of requests for the open carry coming up in 2016. And one of the things that I can tell you right off the bat, some of the questions as a motorist, if you're going to carry open carry in your car, That weapon's going to have to be holstered. So if you do not have a CHL, then you would apply the same law that it has now. It has to be concealed in your vehicle. And certainly I tell people a couple of reasons that why you would want to be CHL. First, you'd be trained, more knowledgeable on your weapon, depending what kind of background you come from. Number two is if you want to carry outside the state, as we honor other CHL license across the U.S., we honor their license in this state, and a lot of them honor ours. So you can go to our DPS website and go to the CHL website and go to where the state, United States, is blue. You can lay your cursor on to any state that you want to carry your weapon, and it'll automatically tell you whether or not we have an agreement with that state. So if a person is wanting to take their weapon with them, consider and carry outside of Texas and on Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever it may be, there's a way you can do that and see. And so most of the times what I've seen around here is our bordering states, the southern states, typically you're going to be okay in that area. As you get northeast towards Washington up that way, and they got a lot of things going, by the way, up there anyway. But anyway, there in the California that way is when you tend to kind of start running into problems that whether we have an agreement with these states. But just a short reminder of the CHL law, especially as it comes in up in 2016.
We got a phone caller. Let's go to the phones. And good morning. You're on Safety Talk.
Yes, I wanted to talk to a trooper about trailers. I'm a former rancher, and I was wondering if I build a 35-foot trailer, 35-foot long. Will I have to have a special license to drag that?
As far as a driver license?
Yes.
Okay, well, that depends. There's a couple things here. So we're talking about a shop-made trailer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, that license is going to be dictated by the weight of that trailer and what you're going to carry on, the GVW weight rating on that trailer. So, for instance, and then how you use that trailer. Is that trailer going to be a farm-used trailer? Are you going to have farm registration on it? Or are you going to use it far as maybe you're in a plumbing business or some kind of electrician, you use a backhoe for that. That's going to dictate whether or not you're going to have a CDL license or not.
It's going to be used for I want to get about five of those 40-foot containers out of Houston to bring down on the ranch for storage. And I have a trailer house, frame and everything. All I need to do is get the license and the brakes hooked up on it, and it would be 35 foot, and the containers are 40. Would that work with it? Could I haul those containers? You know what the containers are.
Well, you got problem because now you have a load that's beyond 4 feet of the trailer.
How much?
You're allowed 4 feet on your load extension, and you're talking about being five over. So technically, you would be about a foot over the legal limit on the extended load. What I'm saying, you can still do it, but that load would have to be permitted then at that point.
Well, if I added, say, two more foot onto the trailer, would be sticking over three.
Yeah. Well, then you would be fine. But here's again, I'm trying to figure out, you're saying farm, so you can register a farm trailer up to 34,000 pounds, and then you get an exemption on the trailer itself, if that's the intent of the trailer. Now, convincing the officer that may stop you that a container on a trailer is going to, now, it, I, being I, where I grew up, but I can kind of, you know, you'd have to tell a story exactly what you're trying to do to let the officer know that the container is being used for farm use to store whatever, what, your feed or whatever you want to do with it. But that would be the problem that you would run in if you got stopped. It's explaining to the officer that stops you what you're actually doing with that container. But you would get a farm registration on that if that's what you plan on doing with that trailer, is using it for farm use. Now, if you... Say, for instance, you're not using it for farm, and that farm trailer and that trailer that you're building, you're going to have to get that anything over 4,500 pounds. You're going to have brakes, breakaway device. You're going to have inspection, and then if the combination weight of that. Another thing to remember is that on farm use, you get an exemption from CDL. And logbook, if you stay within 150 miles of your home, and then you stay under a total weight of 48,000 pounds.
Well, see, this will only be probably total weight with the trailer will be like not over 14,000 pounds.
Okay, so you're good on the weight. You're probably good on the distance. And it sounds like It sounds like you would, like, say, if depending how long you want to make that trailer, it sounds like you would be okay in your operation, what you're trying to do.
Okay, so I wouldn't have to have a special driver's license, a CTL license to do that.
Because you're operating for farm use, and you get an exemption on CDL.
Yeah, this is going to be a one-time deal.
Yeah.
You know, when I haul these five containers, I can fix a truck.
That's five trips, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying, if you use it like you were telling me, and that you're using it for farm, what are you going to do with these boxes? What are you going to put in there?
Well, I'm going to put feed in them.
Okay. Well, that's what you need to tell the officer. So you're taking a container and using it for farm use. And if, like I say, if you're sticking over the 5 foot, then you kind of come into play on a permit. That's just like your round bell. People ask, well, I hear you can do round bales. Yeah, you can do round bales, and you get a 144 inches, but there's a $10 permit each year to apply to be able to do that. So,
yes, sir.
I would say, technically, if you're over the 4 foot out the back, then you're going to have some type of permit each trip that you make to haul the boxes back, unless you make the trailer a foot longer.
Well, that'd be no problem in doing that. And
okay.
See those containers, they're flat on the bottom, they're solid, you know, it's not something.
Right.
You strap them down to the trailer and that's it. I mean, if it turned over, that's trailer and everything turning over, you know.
Right.
So, but I do.
Well, as a farmer, the farmer in this state, there's a lot of exemptions that a farmer gets. And that's registration and CDL is just a couple of them.
Mighty good. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call. And the number is 836-9937, 836-9937. This is Safety Talk with Corporal Jimmy Morgan. I'm your host, Ed Pavel, and we will be back with more right after these messages.
Allergy season is here, and there's no better way to prevent all the itchy eyes, coughing, and sneezing than by cleaning your air ducts. Green Duct Services specializes in air system decontamination. They have all the means necessary to improve your indoor air quality so you can breathe easy again. Green Duct Services strives for excellence in the quality of air you breathe. Feeling bogged down with dirty air in your home or business? Call 979-421-9191 to schedule a free estimate. Green Duct Services, your local professional neighbors looking to help you breathe easy again.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
St. Mary's Parish Council of Catholic Women invites you to our pre-holiday bazaar on Saturday, November 21st from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Come out to St. Mary's Parish Activity Center on the corner of Germania and Park Streets. We will have homemade canned goods, homemade noodles, homemade baked goods, and lots of crafts, including holiday decor. Plus, be sure to ask how you could be the recipient of a homemade quilt made by our ladies of the church and other prizes. That's the pre-holiday bazaar on November 21st at St. Mary's Parish Activity Center.
And welcome back to Safety Talk. I'm Ed Pavel sitting in for Craig Montana. And with us in the studio, DPS Corporal Jimmy Morgan. And Corporal,
Of course, a lot of things going on with the holidays. We're going to have just millions of people on the roads. And one thing that that DPS does, and that is provide a number in case folks break down, in case they have troubles on the roads, to help out with travelers. And talk a little bit about that, if you could.
Well, AAA is predicting about 46.9 million travelers across the U.S., and that's a lot of people. And certainly, you know, I've talked about preventive maintenance on vehicles and planning out your trip and all that good stuff. And but certainly, there's a number that I want to put out, and it's going to be on the back of your driver license, just in case you forget where that number is. It used to be back on your inspection sticker also, but we're doing away with them now. So we took that number away. But anyway, we have a 1-800-525-5555, and that number is to be used and just in case you break down and you're needing some help. Certainly, we don't ever claim to be mechanics, but we certainly can that number, when it's called, we will be dispatched to your location, and we'll help evaluate the situation. A lot of times, the troopers in that area will know, depending what's going on with your vehicle, well, may have some good suggestion, whether it be a wrecker or it be a mechanic or whatever it may be. You know, some reason you don't have the right tire size or your spare is flat, whatever. You got all kinds of things. So a lot of times, the troopers in your area will have some knowledge of business people or somebody in that trade that will help you get you back on the roadway. One of the things I encourage, though, if you do find yourself having maintenance problems, get as far off the roadway as you possibly can. If you can get to a private drive or a parking lot, would probably be better. Like I say, one of the dangerous things that a trooper does day in, day out is making roadside stops and so as we're out there on the side of the highway, you put yourself at risk and the troopers. So if you can get off completely off the highway, we strongly want people to do that, just to that make sure that somebody doesn't get hurt while their vehicle is being broke down. Now, when we talk about cell phones, and this would be a good time to have a cell phone with you, certainly use and use that number, and try to give us the best mile marker on a highway or location that you're at. You know, you tell me Interstate 10. Well, Interstate 10 is a long interstate. So a mile marker or a town east or west of that would be helpful to locating you, and certainly any description of your vehicle and what your problem may be. More information you can give, the better helps us. But that 1-800 number is on the back of your driver license, and call that, and we'll see what we can. And don't get us confused with AAA now, but we try to help up much can. I saw, speaking of AAA, I did not know this. I should have probably used this as a trivia today, but it says here, AAA began providing emergency roadside assistance in what year?
Oof. I have no idea.
Well, it says 1915. That's a long time ago.
Wow.
That's 100 years.
There couldn't have been that many cars back then.
Is that 100 years ago? That's 100
years. 100 years
and
ago.
And it says using a fleet of motorcycles.
Ah.
So if you take a look at this picture that they're showing, that was kind of unique there. But, AAA been around for a long time. So, but anyway, another thing I'd like to probably talk about as we get in the holidays, and we've talked about the amount of traffic that's going to be out there, I can't overlook that you may encounter somebody that's in a hurry, that didn't do all the planning and stuff that we've talked about, and now he's running late, maybe got off of work late, whatever the reason may be. And some people just stay in a hurry, and it's a kind of a me attitude that out there. And sometimes you may get cut off, somebody doesn't use a blinker, somebody's tailgating you and all that. And some of these events can lead to road rage. So we encourage people that if you encounter one of these drivers out there, certainly we don't want you to a lot of these road rage incidents end up with somebody pulling a weapon. So we certainly don't want that to happen. So the best thing you can do is stay away from these people, not to engage. And if their driving is such bad where they're actually tailgating, passing, no passing zones, all that, again, you can use the 911 system and call that driver in and report the driving action. And hopefully we can get law enforcement to that area and get that person stopped and get him under control before it causes the accident. So the main thing is not get involved with these people. And then, like I say, if it gets to the part you need to call it in, certainly we'd like for you to do that. And then any description of the vehicle or how many people are in it would help law enforcement and exactly what they're doing so we can get that under control. Let's see here. You know, we're talking about holiday traffic. I was just looking at some notes that I have to tell and remind people that, you know, 69% of the accidents that a person will be in is within somewhere around 10 miles of the residence. So we're talking about trips and stuff like that, but we tend to let our guard down a little bit here around our hometown and stuff like that and get comfortable with all the settings and stuff like that. And that's why we find ourselves in some of these minor accidents around town. But just to remind people, it's just that, you know, I always tell people one of the things that the department's going to be doing during the holiday season is that certainly as the agency and the troopers that we have available on the roadway, a couple of things we're going to be looking for is seatbelt compliance. Obviously, we're looking at for aggressive drivers and impaired drivers. And so seatbelt compliance, I tell people the number one thing you can do is to survive a major crash is to wear that seatbelt and increase your odds of survival up to 50%. So them are, even as Craig up in Las Vegas now, he would take them odds right now at 50%. I hope he's doing well up there, by the way. I think he went to a wedding, right?
You can make him back wearing a barrel, and that's so, it.
And then impairment, obviously, you know, be careful if you are taking medication. Certainly, we do not mix that with any type of alcohol or whatever, because that can certainly make impaired or fatigue, and we certainly don't want that type of driver on the roadway.
We got a phone caller. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Safety Talk. Hello. Okay, let's try one more time. Nope, they hung up. Okay. All right. Tell you what, we got a couple of more minutes. Going to take a quick break here from our sponsors and so on and so forth. And then we'll be back to wrap up this edition of Safety Talk, 836-9937. We have time for one more quick call, 836-9937, with Corporal Jimmy Morgan on Safety Talk.
Need a better job with more pay and better benefits? Kent Moore Cabinets in Bryan is accepting applications for skilled and semi-skilled positions. See Habla Espanol. Limited time holiday hiring incentives are in place to support a job change during the holiday season. Benefits include medical and vision insurance, dental insurance, disability benefits, employee assistance program, loan program, a 401k plan, paid vacation, and holidays. Apply as soon as possible in person at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan. The successful applicant must pass drug screen, be authorized to work in the United States, have manufacturing or industrial experience or carpentry skills, and pass a background check. Again, limited time holiday hiring incentives are in place to support a job change during the holiday season. Apply ASAP in person at Kent Moore Cabinets at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., or on Saturday from 9 till noon. See Habla Espanol.
Plum Level has served the Brenham area for over 18 years with excellent plumbing service repairs and now offers full heating and air conditioning service, repairs, and replacements. Fall is here. Time to have your heating unit checked. Call Plum Level for a fall checkup. Do you run out of hot water too quickly? See Plum Level about replacing your traditional water heater with a tankless heater providing endless hot water. Whatever your plumbing or air conditioning needs, Plum Level can take care of it. Visit Plum Level at 1807 Highway 105 or online at plumlevel.com. Find new roads in a Chevrolet at Tegeler Chevrolet and Industry, where you can see the great deals on some impressive trucks. Check out their rebates on select models. Don't wait. Visit Tegeler Chevrolet now. Tegeler Chevrolet, 13 miles down FM 109 from Brenham, where you'll always find a great deal on a new vehicle and great service after the sale. Visit anytime at TeglerChevrolet.com. That's TEGELER Chevrolet.com. Hurry in today and find new roads in a Chevrolet.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen, broker owner of REMAX Advantage in downtown Brenham. I am pleased to announce that I have partnered with Johanna Fothery and Pam Green to form the new REMAX Advantage real estate office. I look forward to serving all of your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. REMAX, the most recognized brand in real estate, will certainly get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you require while handling your real estate transaction. Stop by the REMAX Advantage office in downtown Brenham at 110 East Alamo, or give me a call at 277-84.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Their amazing cuisine crosses all North American borders. Enjoy your favorite authentic Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes, grilled steaks or Texas-sized burgers, sandwiches, or your favorite pasta dish with shrimp or chicken. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. with complimentary chili con queso. Their full menu is online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos should be your new destination for the most delicious food in the Brazos Valley. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 across from Walmart.
There's some great reasons for shopping at the Forever Young Resale Shop, like great low prices on new or gently used clothing, furniture, home decor, jewelry, and more. Also, new items arrive daily, so there's always something new to see. Stop in regularly for their daily special. Plus, if you ever need a notary public, Carol is always available to notarize your papers free of charge. And last but not least, your patronage supports the senior citizens of Washington County. The Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce Street in the old Brentex Mills office building.
Welcome back to Safety Talk with DPS Corporal Jimmy Morgan. And Corporal, got a few more minutes. What do we need to touch on as we get close to closing out the program today?
Well, just to finish up on road rage, looks like in 2014 there were 6 fatalities due to road rage, and there was a total of 1,114 crashes, total crashes due to road rage. So, like I say, it's not the biggest factor on some of our accidents across the highway, but it certainly when they do happen, they tend to get bad in a hurry. So we certainly don't want to see anybody hurt on that. So certainly want to encourage that, just to, like I say, stay away from them type people and call in when you have to. Another thing I like to remind people of, as you travel and you make your plans across the state, and realize this time of year is not only time for traveling for motors, but it's a good time traveling for deer and other kind of wildlife. Depending where you're, what part of Texas you're driving through, you may encounter a lot of deer and stuff, and certainly around our county and Milam County up there, I've been seeing a lot of auto deer accidents. That county last year, believe it or not, quarter of their accidents that the troopers work are animal-related. So you may want to consider that when you sit back and decide if you what time you're going to leave and what type of highway you're going to. I tell people, look, you stand a better chance of not having them type of accidents if you stay on the major highways and stuff. You may be out a few more miles, but safety reasons, whether you break down or whether, something happens, you stand a better chance of getting help on major highways than some of the back roads that some people tend to take. So that's always a good suggestion, is to try to stay on the major roads. And it may also, and then, like I say, if you're going to find yourself driving at night, make sure you use your high beams when on the FM roads and county roads. That will probably give you a little bit better opportunity to take some driver evasive action if a deer or something runs out in front of you. Are we getting more calls, or where are we at on that?
Nope, okay. Not at this moment. Real quick, I wanted to ask a question. I was very surprised the other day. I was riding with someone, and they were driving, and actually they did not know the law when coming up on a multi-lane highway, and a trooper had somebody pulled over. They did not know what they're supposed to do, and there's going to be a lot of cars on the highways the next few weeks. What are the laws? What are they required to do when they're coming up on a multi-lane highway and there's somebody in the what we call in Massachusetts the breakdown lane? I guess you call it the shoulder here right. In Texas. Right. But there's a trooper has somebody pulled over.
Right. So we're referencing the move over law here that we have in Texas. And certainly there's a couple other than law enforcement that's been added to that, your firefighters, your tow trucks. A lot of your tow trucks will be under supervision of a law enforcement officer on the side of the highway, and then TxDOT. So these type of vehicles, when they have their lights activated on a four-lane highway, if you have a inside lane, or actually if the, you know, every now and then you'll see an officer have somebody stopped on the inside, so you move to the outside. So you try to move the lane farthest away from the officer or the person they have stopped. And if you have that lane available, then you're not required to slow the 20 miles an hour under the posted speed limit. However, if you get caught up in traffic and that lane's not available to you, then you are required to slow the 20 miles an hour. And I would say create whatever distance you can that lane away from the emergency vehicle. But that's a great point. It's, like I say, a motorist stop for law enforcement. We lose a lot of and get injured a lot of officers while doing this. And certainly we appreciate any assistance from the motorists to help us out while we're making these traffic stops. Because our job out there is actually to make it safe for everybody. So we just ask for a little help while we're doing that.
All right. And we have just about run out of time. And, again, we do wish everyone a very safe and happy holiday. But, again, safe being the opti.
Well, we appreciate that. And, again, when I come back next show, I want to hopefully we can spread some good news and everybody had a safe, eventful holiday.
All right. You've been listening to Safety Talk with Corporal Jimmy Morgan of the Texas Department of Public Safety. I'm Ed Pothel sitting in for Craig Montana, and he will be back for the next edition of Safety Talk here on KWHI Brenham. It is 10 o'clock.